Well, the Blue Water Energy Center is going really well right now. We're about 20% of the way through it. We're doing a lot of structural work. We're doing underground piping. But the plant's on track. Got a lot of, about 200 people working full-time up there. It's going to be a great investment for the state. And we're really happy that we're doing it in St. Clair County.
We are as well. I mean, and why St. Clair County? You could have built this anywhere in Southeast Michigan, right?
Yeah, well, there's a couple reasons. So there's a really great transmission infrastructure that comes together because of our existing plants there, the Bell River Power Plant and the St. Clair Power Plant. So you've got the infrastructure. You've also got the natural gas infrastructure there. So you got a lot of gas pipelines and compression. So that combination made it a natural site. And then lastly, we owned a lot of land there. So in between the two other places, trying to find enough land to site a plant like this, we were able to do it in between our two existing plants.
Natural gas, you are betting strong on natural gas for the future, aren't you?
Well, I would say it this way. We're betting that natural gas plants, a plant that can ramp up and down like the Blue Water Energy Center, is going to be really important in the future energy mix. As we continue to integrate more and more renewables, which we feel really strongly about renewables at DTE, you need plants that ramp up and ramp down very quickly, or our coal-fired power plants and our nuclear power plant can't do that. So new assets like this Blue Water Energy Center, a perfect complement to renewables.
Tell us what this replaces.
Well, we're shutting down three power plants in 2022. Our River Rouge power plant, our Trenton Channel power plant, and our St. Clair power plant, which obviously is in St. Clair County. Assets that have been there for a long time, but assets, frankly, are just pretty old, and it's time for us to retire those assets. So as we shut those down, this plant will come on. The difference is it's 70% cleaner than the plants that we were running before. So this Blue Water Energy Center is the single largest move any utility company in the state will make on reducing carbon emissions.
That's significant, isn't it?
It's really significant. We don't talk a lot about it because it's natural gas versus wind or solar, but it is a huge move in terms of reducing carbon emissions.
And it's employing a lot of people in St. Clair County, isn't it?
Yeah. Right now we have about 200 people. We'll have about 600 at the peak. Next year they'll start also constructing the natural gas pipeline that will bring gas into the plant. So there's going to be a lot of people working on this project. And then once it's completed in 2022, starts full operation in 2022, we'll have about 40 full-time people working at the plant.
Plants like this are built to last, too. I mean, you're looking at a long-term plan for DTE, aren't you?
Yeah, this will be a 40-year-plus asset. And the nature of how the asset runs will also be different. Early on, this plant will be what we call baseload. So it'll run all the time because that's what our customers need with intermittent renewable resources. But as more and more renewable resources come on and other technologies start to also come on the electric grid, this will also be used as a plant that will be able to ramp quickly up and down to support the electric grid and support our customers as more and more renewables come on. So going to be a great asset for the state.
We hear the word infrastructure up here a lot. And, the first thing people think of is roads and bridges and potholes. But I mean, DTE is part of the infrastructure when you stop and think about the electrical grid.
Yeah, year in and year out, if you take our two utilities, the gas and electric utilities, we're the largest investor in the state of Michigan. We invest a little over $3 billion a year in infrastructure in the state of Michigan. And it's all about infrastructure. At the end of the day, we're infrastructure companies, right? And for all the other projects to go forward, you need reliable electricity, you need reliable natural gas. We're fortunate to have the opportunity to have a funding mechanism and to be able to see our customers and our communities continue to grow. So we're able to put this infrastructure in place, but we want to stay ahead of that infrastructure. When our customers go to hit the switch or turn on their natural gas stove, we want to make sure it works 100% of the time.
What is your goal here at the conference? What's your message? Because you've got a lot of pretty influential people here that you're meeting with. So what's the takeaway that you hope that you have at the end of the week?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things that I'd say are goals for us. First is support the Detroit Regional Chamber. Sandy and his team at the chamber do a great job collaborating and bringing the whole state together. So we want to be really supportive of the chamber. They've been a great partner for DTE over the years. Second is there's a lot of policymakers here. And when we talk about infrastructure-related issues, education-related issues, those are really important issues to a company like ours. And specifically, let's talk about education and workforce. You know, we have an aging workforce inside of companies like ours and a lot of companies. Having trade schools and others come along and be able to replace those workers with other employees that will come along, well, that pipeline starts very early on. So we want to make sure that our voice is heard with the different policymakers on the issues that are really important to the state.
That may be the single biggest issue facing not just the state, but the nation right now.
Yeah, and I think we have to do creative things to do it. So I'll give you an example. Tree trimmers. We employ about 1,100 to 1,200 tree trimmers at any one time at DTE. Actually, our contractors do. But that's a huge resource that we need. We need to keep building that resource. Recently, we opened a tree trim school at the Parnell Correction Facility. What you find is if prisoners, that's the wrong word for it, but if when people get released and they're coming back into society, if they have a job, they can be very successful, but they need to have those jobs. Well, we need tree trimmers that want to work in our community, so we're finding that's a very effective way, and then we're also building a tree trim school in the city of Detroit right now to try to take graduating students in the city, try to help them understand what these jobs look like, because a tree trimmer, you know, these are jobs that pay a lot of money, right? They do really, really well, and if we train people, they're also a job that people can do and understand it, and it's a great career path. So I think opportunities like that where we can try to do things that are slightly different than what's been done before, that's why this is an important conference to companies like DTE.
Now, the Blue Water Energy Project seems to be on track right now. You said 2022 completion?
Yeah, 2022 we expect to have it completed and up and running. That's our plans, and right now I see no reason it won't be.
Trevor, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thanks so much, and we really appreciate the support of all of St. Clair County.